We are a movement of hope for the city and beyond. And kids, we are so glad you're here to listen to audio Bible stories today. Everything from Valley Creek Kids is built around four truths that
God is good, Jesus has forgiven me, I am loved, and everything is possible.
Those four truths tell us the gospel, our story of hope, and we hope you always remember them. Now, let's get ready to hear a story from the Bible, God's Word. The Bible is a big book full of many stories that all tell one big story, God's story. And every single one of those stories points to
Jesus.
So, kids, I want to invite you all to take a deep breath in and out. And let's listen.
This is the beginning of our series, Miracles of the Old Testament. You see, the Old Testament is what we call the first half of the Bible, and it points to the coming of Jesus and how much we need him by telling us the story of Israel, God's chosen people. As they wait for the promised Savior, trying to do life both with and without God, God shows up time and time again in amazing ways. That's what a miracle is, something amazing that only God can do. And as you'll see, from beginning to end, the Bible is full of stories of miracles, true accounts of God making the impossible possible. This story is the story of manna and quail, and it can be found in the Bible in Exodus 16. Picture this with me. There is a group of people called the Israelites who are going on a journey through the desert. Their leader is a man named Moses, and they are walking on foot, bringing with them all of their sheep, goats, cattle, everything they own. The reason they are here wandering through the wilderness with all of their stuff is because God is leading them to the new home he has promised them. You see, the Israelites had been held captive as slaves for hundreds of years in Egypt until God showed up and changed everything. He set them free, split the sea in half to help them escape, and day by day has been leading them closer and closer to the promised land, to their new home. It sounds like a pretty exciting journey, right? But the Israelites are also hot and sweaty and tired and hungry. As they walk along, their stomachs grumble as they remember the food they ate back in Egypt. "There we sat around pots of meat," they complain to Moses. "But here in the desert, we are starving." God has a plan, though. He did not set his people free just to have them starve to death in the desert. So God tells Moses, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you." He explains that every day the Israelites will be able to go out and gather just enough bread for that day. They won't need to gather bread to store up for the future because God will continue to provide more bread for them each day. So Moses tells the Israelites that God has heard them grumbling about food and that he is going to provide for them. As the Israelites listen, they look out towards the desert and they see God's presence there in a cloud. Again, God speaks to Moses, instructing him to tell the Israelites that in the evening they will eat meat and in the morning they will be filled with bread. "Then you will know that I am the Lord your God," he says. Sure enough, evening comes and God does what he said he would do. He gives meat to the Israelites by covering their camp with quail, a type of bird. Then in the morning, the Israelites wake up to find a layer of dew around their camp. When the dew goes away, thin flakes, almost like frost on the ground, appear on the desert floor. The Israelites have never seen anything like this before. The flakes are white and taste like wafers made with honey. Is this the bread God told them about? As the Israelites talk to each other, they call the flakes manna, which means, "What is it?" Then Moses tells them, "This is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. Everyone is to gather as much as they need." So the Israelites do just that. They gather what they need and eat until they are full. The next morning, the same thing happens. The Israelites wake up and there is manna for them to eat. And guess what? This continues. not just for a few days or a few weeks or even a few months, but for 40 years. God provides bread from heaven for every single one of the Israelites to have as much as they need, day after day, until they reach the border of the Promised Land. You see, the quail and the manna, they are a miracle. God literally made food appear out of thin air. And it's also a picture of another miracle that was to come, long after these Israelites are gone. They're a picture of something else that God promised to give his people. Someone else. Jesus, the bread of life. The one in whom we have everything we need, now and forever.
Wasn't that a great story? Kids, thank you so much for joining us today. And parents, we would love to stay connected with you. You can find us on your favorite social media platforms or at valleycreek.org. And for other Valley Creek Kids resources like worship music, messages, coloring pages, and more, you can check out Valley Creek Plus. Well, we hope you join us again soon.